His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A thin state bond commission agenda in Connecticut is underscoring Governor Lamont's resolve to put Connecticut on a debt diet after years of bloated borrowing. The governor's office on Tuesday made a show of releasing the list of action items for the first meeting of the bond commission since Lamont took office. The agenda is limited to municipal aid, transportation infrastructure projects, and economic development projects that had been previously approved for funding. The governor's office also highlighted an $800,000 allocation to leverage $8.9 million in federal funding for expanding the grounds of the State Veterans Cemetery in Middletown and making alterations there. What is missing are pork barrel projects that often dot the bond commission's agendas. Ball fields, handball courts, splash pads, park, track, athletic field funding and lighting, playscapes, campgrounds, and aid to museums. The Planning and Zoning Commission in Falls Village has a meeting set for 7 p.m. The Falls Village Children's Theater presents Irving Berlin's Annie, Get Your Gun, Friday the 29th, Saturday the 30th, and Sunday the 31st at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village, Connecticut. More information and tickets on the web, fvct.org. The music director is Michael Berkeley. The Norfolk Lions Club holding its annual pancake breakfast on Saturday from 8 until 10:30 at the Bowtell School. Pancakes, eggs, bacon, and more, $6 per adult, $3 for kids under 12 years old. Proceeds benefit scholarships for local students. The Town of Dover Recreation Department is holding an informational meeting on Saturday discussing the summer production of The Addams Family. They'll meet at 10 a.m. at the Recreation Office at Boyce Park. The six-week program is open to any student age 7 to 18. The most used four-letter word in history lately is wall. That's right. David Fry's book, Walls, A History of Civilization in Blood and Brick, was not created because of the current controversy over the border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Fry is an author and historian who teaches ancient and medieval history at Eastern Connecticut State University. He'll speak about his book, Wall, March 30th, 11 a.m. at Noble Horizons. Earth Scroll Open House, an indoor walking tour through the seasons, hosted by the Taconic Grange No. 100. Donations to the Grange are accepted but not required. Deborah Tyler, farmer, artist, and earth justice advocate in Granger. Deborah's 50-foot Earth Scroll is a multi-faith, globally-based block and leaf print chronicling the solar seasons, signs of the zodiac, rising and falling tides in accordance with the lunar phases, phenology in the natural world and numerous belief systems, and calligraphy in Hebrew, Greek, Arabic, and Chinese. It'll be at the Grange Hall, Dunbar Road in Sharon, Connecticut this Saturday, 1 until 3 p.m. Refreshments will be locally sourced, including fair trade organic coffee roasted in Goshen by Coffee, Tea, and etc., Ellsworth Hill Farm Cider, Bantam Bread, and Arusa Farm Cheese. Kent Memorial Library and the Kent Garden Club co-sponsoring a talk on gardening. The local gardening expert Karen Vassalini will present Eco-Friendly Garden Coach Problem-Solving Brainstorm March 30th at 2 p.m. in Town Hall. The talk is open to the public. $5 donation fee will be collected at the door to benefit Kent Memorial Library and the Kent Garden Club. In addition, attendees are asked to bring a packet of seeds for the Kent Seed Library and a chance to win a book photographed by Vassalini. Registration is requested by calling 860-927-3761 or the online calendar at kentmemoriallibrary.org. Taste of the Country fundraiser, wine and beer tasting to support the Housatonic Valley Regional High School International Travel Club and their trip to Europe this summer. Taste wine and beers from local distributors, enter to win raffle tickets while eating complimentary food. It'll be at Lion Rock Farm on 30 Hosier Road in Sharon, Connecticut on March 30th from 3 until 6 p.m. $40 per ticket. You can purchase tickets online at tasteofthecountry.brownpapertickets.com. And the Interlaken Inn is hosting another Sunday brunch benefit brunch. The Sunday brunch this coming Sunday benefits Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association. It's at the Interlaken this Sunday between 11 and 1. Adults $19.95 per person. Children 10 and under 10. Under 4 are free when accompanied by adults. More information at 860-435-0816 or email jgeiger@salisburyvna.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 32.14 to 25,625.59 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7643.38. The S&P 500 starts off today at 2805.37. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.